Hi, Barb. You're the first person here.
Hello. Oh, is that my mic? Oh, dear. I better move that.
That's okay. You won't be seen in the recording. Oh, it's already recording. Okay. Hello, and welcome to The Sweet Life. Breaking free from the pull of sugar. So thank you all so much for being here today. My name is Ruthie Cohen Joyner with yourtappingjourney.com. And let me give you an overview of what we're going to be doing today. First, I'm going to talk a little bit about sugar, and then we're going to do two tapping rounds. And I'll tell you a little bit about if you want to go further in doing some of this work, how you can do that, and then we'll end with a final meditation, and then I will leave, I'll stay here for questions and answers afterwards. So I'm not going to do questions during this call just because I'm really trying to keep it to an hour, because I know your time is valuable, and so we're just going to stick to that. So what I'm going to ask you to do first is to take a moment just to close your eyes and take a couple deep, nourishing breaths. And really allow yourself to be present, to be here for the next hour or so. And I want to invite you to set an intention. Meaning, what is it you would like to get out of this call today? And so with an open mind and an open heart, I'll invite you to take one more deep, nourishing breath. And open your eyes and come back to here and now. So I want to tell you just a little bit about me and how I got into the work that I do, and then we'll get going. So as I said before, my name is Ruthie Cohen Joyner, and I went on my first diet at around 13 years old, and I was all of 118 pounds, and I can't do that quickly in a kilogram, so I'm sorry you folks that think in kilograms, you have to do that on your own. But the fact is, I was not overweight, and yet I thought I was. And so I went on a diet, taught my doctor into putting me on diet pills, which is really crazy when I think about it now that my mom said, sure. Anyway, so I dieted my way up to 150 pounds or so by the time I started college. And that led me into thinking, I've got to figure out how to deal with this. So I became a nutritionist. So I got 2 degrees in nutrition and became a registered dietitian because I thought that would make me thin. Joke's on me. Instead, it was I became more obsessed with food because I had to think about it all the time for work. And then in 1990, my father passed away with cancer. He was, from the time he was diagnosed to the time he died, was 6 months. And that's where I'll say my emotional eating career really started, that I gained 35 pounds really fast and used sugar pretty much to get through my grief when my dad passed away. So I have a specific memory of buying brownies and using those brownies brownie mix, making brownies and using those brownies to get through the weekend. You know, this was just one memory of how I dealt with my grief. Anyway, so at one point I got up to well over 200 pounds, and it was getting off of sugar that helped me to lose weight, a little bit of weight, to get back under 200. And then when I was put on blood pressure medicine, that helped me again be motivated and then went off of sugar again. But I wasn't really getting to the bottom of it. So in 2009, I found tapping or EFT. And worked with Brittany Watkins, did training with her in 2012 and 2013, and I have a lot of respect for her work. And I lost 20 pounds during that process. So in all, I had lost about 40 pounds, and Since then, I've been dealing with being diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease and menopause, and I've gained back a little bit and all that fun. So anyway, I'll just have to say that sugar can still sometimes be an issue. And I have a little prop here, if you will. So this is kind of, you know, used to be my best friend sugar. This is how I used to get through life. This is how I got through the grief and loss of my dad's, my dad passed away and used to be my best friend. But if you'll notice, as I'm holding on to this, I can't really let anything else in while I'm holding on to this. So it took letting go and being able to be open to be able to change my life. So I'm hoping to support you today in being able to do that to some extent too. So one more thing I want to do before we really get into this today is to go over how to do tapping or EFT, because I don't know with the folks on the call and the ones that will listen later to the recording if there's some people who are brand new to EFT. So just want to teach you how to do it real quick. If you want to know more details and a lot more about EFT, there is a What is EFT page on my website. There's also lots of YouTube stuff, and you can find more information later. But for today's purposes, I'm just going to tell you that we're going to start by tapping on the side of the hand, and I'm going to invite you to repeat after me when we do this. So it's kind of like Simon Says, that you just play along. And so we'll start here and do a setup phrase, and then we'll go around the point. So I'll go ahead and take my glasses off. So we'll be tapping on the eyebrow point, which is right between the eyebrows, right at what I call the Botox point. So right between the eyebrows, not up on the eye, on the forehead. And then the next point is on the side of the eye, right on the bone. And you can do one side or the other, or both, doesn't matter. Then under the eyes, under the nose. The chin point is actually the little cleft between the lip and the chin. And then the next point is called the collarbone point, but you find your collarbone and then go down about an inch and out about an inch. So it's a little bit further out, closer to the shoulder. And you can do it one-handed or two. You can do it across your chest if you wish. And the next point you're not going to be able to see for those of you that can see me, but it's the underarm point, and it's about 4 inches below the armpit or about the bottom of the bra line for women. And the last point we'll use today is the top of the head. And then we'll take a breath and check back in. So that's a very quick overview of EFT. It lowers your cortisol level, therefore it causes you to feel calmer. And most people find that they can think more clearly and they're more resourceful, and it just does some amazing things for you. So I really hope that will be helpful for you. And like I said, we're not going to take time to go deep into that today. All right, let's talk about our good friend, sugar. So my guess is if you're on this call, you have a love-hate relationship with sugar, that you absolutely love cookies, candies, cakes, pies, all that good stuff, and yet you're finding it's not the best thing for your health for whatever reason, whether it's weight or how you feel after you eat it, or maybe you have inflammation issues or whatever it is for you, that you love it, but you're for whatever reason, wanting to eat less of it or avoid it altogether. And I'm not going to get into a long, involved discourse about is sugar addictive or is it not, because I really think it kind of depends on the person. There are some people that can eat a little bit of, eat one cookie and they're done. And then there's the rest of us that one cookie leads to two, leads to three, leads to where did the bag go? You know, it's different for different people, just like alcohol is. Some people could drink one drink and not drink another one for a month or two, whereas somebody else, one drink leads to two, leads to three, whatever. You know what I mean by that. So I think sugar's the same way. Some people can have a little and stop, and some people, that doesn't seem to work. So, but mainly today, I want to talk about the white stuff, the processed refined sugar. We're not going to get into the nuances of fruit and fruit juices and bread and how that affects you and all of that, just because that could lead into a whole nother discussion. So I'm going to ask you to define sugar for you and whatever that means for you. Okay. So as we're going through this, I'm just going to be saying sugar and you decide what that means for you. I do want to say, I think there is a physiological component to how attracted to sugar we are. And I don't know how much you're into functional medicine and all, but there are, I'll call them bugs or your microbiome, that your gut back flora does appear to affect your desire for sugar. And I'm sure you've probably heard of candida or yeast, that for some people a candida overgrowth can definitely increase the desire for sugar. So if you work on the emotional stuff, energetic stuff that we're going to do today, and yet you find that you're not making much progress, you may want to look into that area, probably with a functional medicine practitioner of some type. Okay, let me peek. Oh, one other thing I want to say is I suggest that you don't set an intention to never eat sugar again. And here's why. Okay, I want you not to think about purple elephants. Whatever you do, do not think about purple elephants right now. So how many of you are thinking about purple elephants? Probably all of you started thinking about purple elephants as soon as I said, don't think about purple elephants. And I think it works the same way when you say, I'm never going to do anything again, that it just sets you up for failure. It really kicks in that rebellious part of you, that part of you that's like, you can't tell me what to do. That part of you that's going to say, I'll show you, or whatever it looks like for you. So I'm going to invite you to instead think about making choices with sugar that support you and your health the way that you would like to be with sugar. So what I mean by that is, if you would like to choose not to eat sugar ever, meaning you're making a choice to take sugar completely out of your life, still think of that as a choice that you're making on a regular basis, not a, I can never have it again. Now, for some other people, you may be deciding, I just want to cut back on sugar. I just want to occasionally eat it. So, you know what I mean? You need to have some type of idea in your mind of what your goal is for sugar. And I will tell you, I am not a purist, meaning when I choose not to eat sugar for whatever reason, that means that I'm still going to have salad dressing that might have sugar in it. I am not going to get fanatical about, oh no, there could be sugar hiding in here. Or I might choose to have barbecue sauce or ketchup sometime in small amounts. What that means for me is just no cookies, candies, cakes, pie for whatever amount of time. So you get to decide for you what works for you. Okay, and the last thing I want to say about choice is that I think choice is empowering, whereas setting up as I can't ever have it just sets you up for deprivation. So you really want to feel empowered, not deprived, is where I'm going with that. Okay, I'm just glancing at my notes. Oh, one other thing, sugar substitutes. I am not a big believer in aspartame, stevia, all the sugar substitutes. I think they kind of set you up for wanting sweetness even more and wanting sugar even more. So I recommend staying away from them. But again, your choice, you do what supports you and your body in the best way possible. Okay. So just for the purposes of this call today, I want you to imagine making a choice about sugar. And I'm going to give you an option to agree to if you'd like. So if you're watching this live, this is January 12, 2018, unless you're in the Southern Hemisphere and it's already the 13th. But anyway, for those of us that in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the 12th. let's just say you decided I'm going to go off of sugar on Monday, the 15th. Just here again, just play with me. And you decided to do 21 days without sugar, just to see what it feels like, just to see how you react. So that would be January 15th to February 4th. So notice that you could choose to have sugar on Valentine's Day. It doesn't fall in that timeline. And I want you to notice your reaction to that. Just notice in your body if there's a, yeah, I think that sounds good, or if there's a, no way, no how, I'm not doing that. So just notice what you feel in your body. And we are going to go ahead and do some tapping on the resistance to giving up sugar. So I've given you one possibility, meaning choosing to get off of sugar for 21 days if you choose to. And so that's what we're going to do tapping on. And just because I'm going to try to cram a lot into this hour, I'm not going to have anybody echo me directly. So that means I'm just going to leave a space there, a pause for you to repeat after me. And so everybody that's on the call, you're muted, so you can just go ahead and say it out loud with me, or, you know, as my echo as we do the tapping. So like I say, if you're brand new to tapping, just follow along and let it happen. So I'm going to grab a sip of water, and I'm going to suggest you do too, and we'll start tapping. All right, so I want to invite you just to take a deep breath and going to the side of the hand, repeating after me, even though for whatever reason, conscious or unconscious, part of me just doesn't even want to think about giving up sugar, I love and accept all of me, including that part. Even though there is a strong part of me that really wants to keep my sugar. Cookies, candy, cake, pie. And as I'm unwilling to even think about giving these up, I love and accept all of me, even this part of me. So even though there is a big part of me that just does not want to give up sugar, even for a short while, there is a wiser, braver part of me that longs to move forward and be free of this strong desire for sugar. And I'm choosing to listen to that part of me today. All right, I want to invite you to take a deep breath. And going to the eyebrow point, I don't want to give up sugar. Side of the eye, I want to eat lots of sugar. Under the eye, I want cookies, candies, cake, pie. Under the nose, I don't want anybody telling me I can't have it. Even myself. Chin, I love sugar. Collarbone, I love sweets. Under the arm, it tastes so good. Top of the head, I just want my sugar. Back to the eyebrow. As a matter of fact, I refuse to give up sugar. My good friend, sugar. Side of the eye. Maybe even my best friend, sugar. I just can't give it up. I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath, even though we're going to keep tapping. And here under the eyebrow, thank you, sugar, for being there for me all these years. Under the nose, thank you for being such a good friend and always being there for me. Chin. And now I choose to be with you less often. Collarbone. I'm choosing to take a break for a little while. Under the arm. What if I allowed myself to listen to that wiser, braver adult part of me that just wants a break from sugar? Top of the head. What if I allowed myself to choose not to eat sugar today? Back to the eyebrow. Maybe I could live without sugar for just a little while. Side of the eye. Maybe for the rest of today. Excuse me. Under the eye. Maybe that wise adult part of me can help me live without sugar for a little while. Under the nose. Maybe I could learn to listen to my body and find out what foods actually nourish me. Chin. Maybe I could choose to tap if I have a strong desire for sugar. Collarbone. Maybe I can stick with my commitment to not have sugar today. Under the arm. Maybe I could even grow more confident and feel good about my choice. Top of the head. It is safe for me to choose not to have sugar today. Back to the eyebrow. I am safe and protected. Side of the eye. As a matter of fact, it feels great to choose nourishing foods for my body. Under the eye. And it is so empowering to be able to make this choice. Under the nose. Therefore, I choose to give myself a chance. Chin. Even if I've never been able to stick to this decision before. Collarbone. I choose to let go of sugar for today. Under the arm, and maybe tomorrow, and maybe the next day. Top of the head, knowing that I can do this. And I am grateful for the ability to make this choice. All right, I'm going to ask you to stop tapping and take a deep breath. So I'm going to unmute you guys for a minute and just ask if there's anybody that would like to share anything that you got from the, actually, I think you can unmute yourselves. If you would like to share anything from what you got from that.
I can share.
Okay. Thank you, Barb.
I rated myself as an 8 when we first started.
Okay.
Because I was realizing, you know, a few of those things that you mentioned are in my life. Like if I have a salad dressing, it's sweet. If I have a barbecue sauce, it's sweet. And there's sweetness throughout everything I do, I'm realizing. And so I was an 8 at giving up my sugar treats, my sugar life. But by the end, I realized it was more like a 6. So it did go down. And it's like at first I couldn't even consider it. Now I'm like, well, maybe I could think about it now.
Okay. All right, that's good. So when we do this next round of tapping, which is going to be on releasing the desire for sugar from your body, I want you to re-rate it again after that. As a matter of fact, I'll come back to you and see where it is after we do the next tapping. So thank you so much for sharing that. Anybody else want to share anything before we move forward?
Hey, Ruthie. Hi. Yeah, I didn't rate it, but I was found myself releasing by yawning all the way through that, so it was hitting the right spots.
Hey, thank you so much for sharing that. And I apologize. I think I forgot to say to do a suds level at the beginning, so I'm sorry for that. So if you would like to do that now before we do our next tapping, you're welcome to do that. And suds just means 0 to 10, 10 being how strong your desire for sugar is, and 0 being like 10 would be absolutely got to have it, not giving it up. And 0 is, I can live without it, at least for today. So just give yourself a number, and I apologize again for forgetting to do that. It was in my notes highlighted, but I forgot. Okay, I'm going to grab one more sip of water, and then we're going to do another round of tapping. So if you've unmuted yourself, I'm going to ask you to mute yourself back. Okay. So what we're going to do next is we're going to do some tapping, and then we're going to do an energy release. And the tapping that we're doing is based on Stacey Bornbrock's work at breakthroughperformances.net. And then the kind of energy release we're going to do on the end is based on Denise McNabb's work. So it's going to be a mixture of tapping and a little energy work. So I'm going to ask you to think about sugar and how it's been in your life for years, and rate how badly you believe you need sugar. And I'm going to ask you to, I know I told you to just rate it from before, but right now I want you to think more about how badly you feel you need it body-wise, physiologically, physically, how badly you want it. So that may be two different numbers. And now we're going to start tapping again. So again, just repeating after me, going to the side of the hand. Even though I've been holding this strong desire for sugar in my body for a very long time, I love and accept all of me, including this need for sugar. So even though I'm holding the need for sugar in every cell of my body, I love and accept all of me anyway. So even though I'm holding this sugar compulsion all throughout my body, including even possibly my gut microflora, I am open to releasing this need for sugar today. So I invite you to take a deep breath. And then going to the eyebrow point with me. I'm holding the desire for sugar in all the muscles of my body. Side of the eye. All the ligaments and all the tendons. Under the eye, all the joints, bones, and nerves. Under the nose, every cell of my body holds the desire for sugar. chin, especially every cell of my mouth and taste buds. Collarbone, the neuropathways of my brain. Under the arm, and especially from my gut. Top of the head. I now give my body permission to release the need for sugar from every cell. Back to the eyebrow. From every muscle, ligament, and tendon. Side of the eye. From every joint, bone, and nerve. Under the eye, and from all the neuropathways of my body. Under the nose, I give my gut flora permission to release the desire for sugar. Chin, I see my gut becoming healthy and strong. Collarbone, my body can now choose to relax and let go of the sugar compulsion permanently. Under the arm, I give my body permission to release this need for sugar from all parts of my body. Top of the head. And I choose to feel calm, centered, and relaxed now. Okay, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath. Put your hands over your heart. And I want you to imagine bringing the desire for sugar from every cell of your body, all your DNA, and even your gut microflora here into this one spot, right above your heart, bringing it all in, concentrating it in one place. And now I'm going to invite you to rub your hands together for a minute. So you're going to build up some friction, some energy, some chi. Now I'm going to invite you to stop rubbing your hands together and put your hands right above that area where you've brought this feeling in. So like an inch or so, a couple centimeters from your chest. And just imagine you're using your hands like a vacuum cleaner and literally pulling that desire out of your body. So you're energetically releasing the desire from your body right now. And if you wish, you can use your hands like you would, like you're pulling it out from the root. So you can literally imagine releasing and pulling it out, pulling that desire out. And now I'm going to invite you to put your hands back over your heart. And imagine bringing in what feelings you want to bring in since you've released the desire for sugar. So maybe it's a desire for whole, clean, fresh, nourishing foods. Or maybe it's a desire to feel strong and empowered and grateful that you're able to choose not to eat sugar. So whatever that is, just really grow that feeling in your heart. And then take one more deep breath. Kind of shake your hands off to kind of let go of them being used for that energy release. And I'm going to ask you to check back in to what your desire for sugar is now. And so, Barb, since you spoke up before, I'm going to invite you to unmute yourself and just share what you're feeling now after doing that, if that made any difference for you.
Yes. I'd say I've gone down to a 4.
Okay.
Maybe even a 3.
Okay. So you started at an 8, and then after we did the first round on the resistance, you got down to a 6. And then after doing this release work, if you will, you're down to a 3, right? Okay, cool. Okay. So if we were working privately, we would definitely go more into details and specifics and go deeper. But for our purposes today, I'm going to have to leave it there for now. But if you want to connect with me later and do more with it, just let me know and we'll do that. So I want to give you guys a few suggestions. So if you're going to decide to go off of sugar for any amount of reason or any amount of time for whatever reason, these are just some suggestions for good self-care. So in my mind, part of our reason for sugar, now I focus more on the energetic and emotional side of this, not the physiological or physical. But I think part of the reason is that we're stuffing down feelings. And so if you can find ways, tapping, of course, being my first go-to, but if you can find ways of taking good care of yourself emotionally, such as journaling, meditating, prayer, devotions, moving your body in fun ways, whether that's dance or yoga or going for a walk or whatever, drinking lots of water. This one isn't really on the emotional side, but I'm going to throw it out anyway. And that's eating protein with all your meals so that it helps keep your blood sugar levels more stable. So my background is as a registered dietitian, so I got to throw a little bit in there. And eliminating artificial sweeteners, which I mentioned before. And I know we've probably got some Diet Coke addicts here. And I think aspartame is probably one of the most addictive things. Because I have found people have a harder time getting off of Diet Coke sometimes than they do regular Coke. Anyway, so putting a focus on whole, natural, healthy foods, foods that really nourish your body. And a really big one is allowing yourself to feel. We are so busy running away from our feelings that I think that's one of the main reasons that we eat sugar, that we're stuffing it down. We don't want to feel that we're feeling lonely or sad or disconnected or angry or whatever it is. So just allowing yourself to feel your feelings. And my understanding is feelings come in waves. So they last 60 to 90 seconds and they're gone. And of course, I'm going to recommend you tap while you're feeling and just breathe into whatever you're feeling. So let's say your boss has just made you angry. You're just going to feel it. And just allow yourself to feel that anger. And an interesting thing will happen. If you allow yourself to feel that for a minute or two, you won't have that desire to eat anymore in the majority of times. Now, I'm not going to say it's perfect, but it really does work most of the time. One other thing I want to mention is what I call pleasure breaks. And what I mean by that is we're used to taking a coffee break or, eating a candy bar or something in the afternoon. Because a lot of us have a lull around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That seems to be a time that's really rough for people. One thing that I have found is really helpful. And as a matter of fact, if you check out my meditation program, which is called Your Daily Bliss, that's on my website, and it'll be on the email that you'll get. Excuse me. You'll see a version of this. Actually, there's two on there. But just closing your eyes and imagining going to a favorite place, and I think a favorite place in nature. So if you're a mountain person, beach, lake, woods, whatever it is, just taking a moment to just be there. And really be in the feeling of it, because the feelings are the most important thing. That a lot of times nourishing yourself with that is all you need to say, oh, well, I didn't really need a candy bar. I just needed to feel nourished in this moment. So one thing to try. And another thing is to keep a sense of humor and laugh more often. And one of my favorite things to do is to go to YouTube and watch those videos of babies laughing. You know, there's a lot of them. And so that's one thing you can do. I'm sure you have your other ways of getting more laughter into your life, but that's just a quick, easy one you can do on your own. And another thing, excuse me, is, hang on one second, is being connected. And to me, that's connection with your divinity, whatever that means to you, connection to yourself and connection to other people. Because for a lot of us, it's the isolation and the loneliness that leads us to want to eat, and especially for sweets. So I just want to take a moment to tell you, if you'd like to go a little deeper into this, if any of this is really sparking your attention and you think you'd like to go deeper, I'm going to tell you about a couple things you can do, and then we're going to end with a final meditation. So one is, I have a 21-day tapping cleanse that's only $21, and it is just where you get an email every day for 21 days, and it has a 5-minute tapping script on it where you just tap with me for 5 minutes. And a lot of people have found this very helpful in just getting centered and getting focused and just going through the day. So I had one person when I did this program originally who really tapped on chocolate covered almonds. That was her thing. And she got off the chocolate covered almonds and she lost 12 pounds during this 21-day program. So I had another client, now that I think about it, who went off of sugar at this time when I did this 21-day program a year ago. And this call was part of that program, by the way. She went off of sugar, and as far as I know, she's still off of sugar. So a year later, she's still off of sugar. And let me just clarify that. The last time I spoke to her, she was still off of sugar, so I'm not positive today. I haven't talked to her in a few weeks. So that's one option if you're interested in investing in 21 days and checking that out. Another thing that I'm not going to spend a lot of time on today, but I am launching my 12-week program called Full On Living in February, and I'm really excited about this program because for those of us who are emotional eaters, we kind of live a small life, meaning that our life is around our foods and we feel kind of isolated and disconnected and stuff. And this program is really about being full on life, meaning that you're living such a big life and you're serving and you're giving and you're being your authentic self in so many ways, learning to speak up, learning to be more assertive and powerful, stepping into your power. And what I find is by focusing on where you want to go in life, that the desire for sugar, the desire for overeating just kind of dissipates on its own. So the program is for emotional eaters, but it's much more about growing the life that you deserve and that you want to have. So there's self-love in it. There's releasing guilt and shame and embarrassment, because we all are carrying that in some way, shape, or form. Grief and loss. So like I said, that program starts in February, but if you join now, you get 10 private sessions with that. And if you choose to join later, you're still going to get 7 private sessions. So this is a hybrid program, meaning that there are 12 classes, group classes, and then there's also private work with me too, because I think you need to deal with your stuff privately, especially, let's just say, for example, you have sexual trauma in your history. That might not be the kind of thing that you want to do in a group setting. Matter of fact, I don't recommend doing that in a group setting at all. So that would be something that you would do privately with me. So anybody that joins in, say, the next 24 hours or so, then you're going to get 10 sessions instead of 7. So also want to say, what was I going to say about that? That I would invite you to set up a free 30-minute call with me to talk about that if that's something that interests you. And I'm not going to take any more time on that for now. One last thing I want to say about that, though. If you join the full-on living program, you do get the 21 days for free. So you get the 21 days that I was mentioning earlier and the Your Daily Bliss, which is my meditation program, and my Matrix Weight Loss Mastery program that's on my website. You get all three of those for free included in the full-on living. So just wanted to throw that out to you. Oh, okay, one more thing, then I really will stop. You also get special pricing for the live retreat that I'll do at the end. So if you're interested in all that, check with me later. So we're going to do the final meditation, and then I'll stay on the line if anybody has any questions or want to discuss this any further. And I really hope you found this useful, and I would love to hear back from you if this helps you with your sugar intake. So for the meditation, I think I'm going to hide myself because it's a little easier for you to not see me to really be able to focus. So I'm going to stop my video for a moment. And I'm going to invite you just to sit back, get comfortable, put down everything, papers, pencil, etc. If you have on glasses, you may want to take them off, but you don't have to. Just get settled in. And I want to invite you to take a couple deep, nourishing breaths. And just allow relaxation to flow down from your head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands and fingers, and at the same time down through your torso, legs, feet, all the way down to your toes, just allowing relaxation to completely flow through your body. And I want to invite you to imagine seeing yourself 6 months from now. And maybe you notice that you look a little thinner, a little happier, a little more open and free. Maybe you've chosen to give up sugar as a way of life, as a way of getting through the day, as a way of dealing with the emotional ups and downs of life. And I want you to imagine possible little vignettes of your life from where you'd really like to be 6 months from now. So if you're in a relationship or would like to be in a relationship, maybe you're noticing yourself smiling and happy with your partner. And if you have children or grandchildren, maybe you notice playing with them and laughter and enjoyment. Maybe even being in a bathing suit for the first time in a long time. Allowing yourself to really just enjoy life. Not being so held back by old feelings of not good enough. And maybe if you're working, you see yourself really able to step out in big ways that you haven't been able to before. Allowing yourself to really be in the limelight. Serving in a big, beautiful way. And maybe it's volunteering or giving back in your community. Whatever way it is, allow yourself to see yourself living a big, full, beautiful life, possibly in ways you haven't even imagined possible before. And maybe it's because you've given up your dependence on sugar. And not from a place of deprivation, but from a place of freedom, a place of allowing in a big, full life, really falling in love with your life, falling in love with your body and treating it with love and respect, and nourishing it with food and movement. And play in ways that maybe you never have before. And most of all, I want to invite you to really step into the feelings of all that. Feeling the joy, the peace, the serenity of living this big, beautiful life. Seeing yourself connected to divinity, to yourself, and to all those around you in a loving, positive way. Feeling blessed and being a blessing in your world. Radiating positive energy in a big, beautiful way. Just allowing yourself to bask in those feelings for another few seconds. And now I want to invite you to slowly and gently allow yourself to come back to here and now, feeling calm and peaceful, refreshed and energized and ready to go back into your life from a healthy, joyful place. All right, so I want to thank you all so much for joining me today for The Sweet Life. I hope you found this very helpful or got something out of it anyway. And again, if you're interested in anything else that you'd like to connect with me about, feel free to reach out on my website or directly. Either way, I'll be glad to speak with you. And I'm going to just open up. So if anybody wants to ask any questions, make any comments or whatever, feel free to unmute yourself and jump right in.
Ruthie.
Yes.
Hi, it's Robin.
Hi, Robin.
So on the second tapping that you did, mm-hmm. my seven for desire of wanting to have sweets not only went to a zero, but I felt incredibly full, like I had just overeaten, which was really funny.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good.
So that's my question, exciting.
I know. So my question about your 21-day your 21-day tapping series, mm-hmm. Each one is approximately how long?
About 5 minutes. So I apologize if I didn't say that. Yeah, they're very short.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Life is
and good. I will warn you that I think on one, maybe two of the videos, the voice and the video don't go together, and it's very frustrating, but I'm not techie enough to have a clue to how to fix that. So you may want to just hide the or not watch the video and just listen. But I think the rest of them came out pretty well.
Okay, what is your website? Will this take us to your website?
YourTappingJourney.com.
Okay.
But when I send out the recording for this, I'll include the link for the 21 days.
Okay.
So thank you for asking that, Robin. Oh, and by the way, let me mention also on that program, you get, I think it's 4 recorded calls that are about an hour long that are just like tapping circle where people are just tapping on whatever comes up. And some of those are really good. One person, if I remember correctly, worked on chocolate specifically. And another person was at a point of, I'm going to eat. I don't care. And so it was non-negotiable. And during that call, we got it down to, never mind, I don't need to eat.
That's good.
So, yeah. So I hope you will check that out. So thank you for asking that, Robin. Anybody else want to share anything before we...
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Barb.
Yeah, this was helpful.
Good. Yay. All right. Well, thank you very much for spending an hour with me, and I wish you the very best in whatever you choose to do with this. Bye.
Bye-bye.